Good morning. It is April 16th, 2012. The time is 08:43 a.m. Eastern Standard Time here in upstate New York on a Monday, which is my Saturday because I am on a day off and I'm out in my backyard. And you can see from the cover art what I just did is placed out in the backyard my operational solar panel generator that I have done a YouTube on, putting it together. We're actually showing the components, but it's the solar generator there that has three panels amounting to 45 watts. I can't remember off the top of my head the amperage, but I'm pulling right now this morning 12.8 volts. It's a voltmeter that's on the charge controller, which is, there's two black boxes in the cover art. The one to the left has a charge controller. It shows the panels collecting the sun this morning at 12.8 volts. And the bigger box is my 105 amp deep cell solar battery that has a voltmeter on it that I use to check the battery. I've had this set up now for about 2-3 weeks. I've been collecting a lot of data, and I've been actually using this every night for like the last 2 weeks to just have a couple lights on, and it's worked out quite well. And it is a very neat little hobby that I have now. I'm in the plans of possibly getting a second set of these. I've done a lot of research. There's a lot of information on this particular setup by Harbor Freight. They have a new three panel kit out that I'm going to try and look at getting here, and I'm really enjoying doing this. It really is getting me engaged in solar energy and what I can do around the house, and it's something that I have been doing, looking at for like the last 3 years. Now this is a reality of it, that I've actually had it collecting solar and actually using it each night here for the last couple weeks, and it's worked out quite well. So if I have a power outage, I don't have to depend on my generator, which uses fossil fuel. I have the deep cell battery that can maintain off of right now I have only a 300 watt inverter. I want to upgrade that. That'll probably be my next upgrade to a 750 watt inverter, so I can hook up some more lights. I hooked up three lights, low wattage, or low amperage and low wattage light bulbs that are in the lamps. And it could only handle two, and I think that's because of the inverter. It's sort of like the pump on a fire engine. If you have a 300 gallons per minute pump, it can't supply every hose that you have, and I have one extension cord that goes from my charge controller, well, the battery to charge controller, to the lights out in the living room, that it can only handle one light, not two. So a little fire department analogy there. So I need a bigger pump. I need a 750 inverter, because it's not the battery. The battery is more than sufficient to handle four, if not more, lights for, well, with the two lights that I have been running, I've been averaging anywhere from 3.5 to 4 hours of operation with no problem, with where the battery has been at 100%, and after that 3-4 hour drain, it only dropped maybe 10-20%. So it's sort of neat. I'm starting my day. I have a day off today and tomorrow. I'm starting my day off here just to get it out in the backyard. And I'm looking at my yard, and it looks like it's gonna, I think what's on tail today is I'm gonna be mowing my lawn. And I'm not sure what I'm gonna do after that. We'll see. You all have a good one. Be fire safe, be fire wise, learn not to burn. Ciao for now, and peace.